Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with three people from the Institute for Food and Agricultural Sciences, and they're going to talk about the annual fundraiser, Flavors of Florida. It's coming up on March 12th, I believe, and it's going to be in the Champions Club, that giant place inside Ben Hill Griffin Stadium that everyone loves because they can see the football field. But the main thing is they're showcasing everything in the state of Florida in terms of agriculture, crops, farmers, research. It's really pretty fun. So we have three people here today. Cody Homer, who is the development guru for IFAS there. And then we also have Leah Deal, who's with Therapeutic Horticulture. And then Felipe Barrero, and your research assistant. And I believe last year I met you and you were hawking blueberries. And now you're going to focus on coffee.
This is the goal.
Who knew there was coffee in the state of Florida?
Yes, so this is part of the research. So the part of the research is to understand like how and where we can grow coffee in Florida. And we're going to use the flavor Floridas to present the product.
I never knew the environment or the weather was appropriate for coffee. I know it grows in South America, but...
Yes. Coffee is produced on what's so-called the coffee belt. There's a region close to the equator. Mm-hmm. They have a very specific climate temperature, the soil type, and Florida is out of this coffee belt. But we see Florida as a kind of laboratory for us because we can see how much we can push the crop and see like how much coffee can produce and can behave in this kind of new environment.
And Cody, you've been an alumni of this event and various events for IFAS. Tell us how this came about and how successful it is.
Yeah, so this came about originally. We had some faculty members who were working in innovation, and they were looking at ways that they could present the work they were doing to the public so that the public could really consume it, no pun intended, in a better way. And so what we saw was food and drink and the work we're doing in research to make better agricultural products, and representing the state of Florida was the best way to do that. And so the first event, I think, was 2014, and it was more of a private event at the president's house. The old president's house, and had a good number of people, volunteers, vendors, friends, growers, everything showed up. We did it the first year, was a success, did it a second year, a third year, and my unit took it over, advanced, but took it over. We made it look more like a fundraiser. And it's just grown every year since then. We've only really missed 2 years. I think this is the 11th year we've done it.
During COVID.
We missed it during COVID. We took a break a year after COVID to kind of rethink whether or not we wanted to continue to do it. And there was actually a little bit of a public outcry that we weren't doing it because people enjoy the event so much that we started it up again.
I was one of those people. So
I'm sure. I'm sure. And it is. It's a great way to profile what IFAS is doing. It really showcases food, drink, the varieties that are happening, the things we're doing, new research, coffee, finger limes, vanilla, things that you don't think about in Florida agriculture that are all coming about.
And you have restaurants and other organizations that kind of help present the food in a certain way, how it could be served.
We do. A number of local restaurants who have been great partners over the years continue to be really good partners and restaurants and names you'd recognize. Embers, Mildred's, Dean Cacciatore was part of it from the beginning and up until he retired. So really great partnerships we have with local.
Do you have a good attendance?
I'd say it's pretty solid. We try to cap it around 300, and every year we're about at that level. So if the fire marshal's listening, we are following the rules.
They just might be.
You never know.
You also have students that help you, too. I know I've checked in, and there's been students walking around, and you have little information sections, too, about what you're doing.
We do. We have CALS ambassadors, so our College of Agricultural and Life Sciences students who are ambassadors, as well as 4-H students, Florida 4-H students who come and help us out. So we have a lot of volunteer effort there, and they're all extremely knowledgeable about the things that are going on in agriculture, natural resources, life sciences in the state of Florida. So it's a lot of fun to have them and see them represent so well.
Is this one of many events that you do, or is this like your major?
I would say this is one of our two major events. We do this, which is kind of a welcoming stage to IFAS. It's a way to kind of meet IFAS in a safe way, a very, very friendly way. And then we also do something called Dinner of Distinction in the fall, and Dinner of Distinction is more of a a recognition event to say thank you to the people that support IFAS and the work we're doing.
Nice. And this year, your beneficiary just happens to be Leah's program.
Mm-hmm. That's
yes.
right.
We are so excited and so honored to be chosen as that beneficiary. And we're really excited to show people, you know, some of what we do. I think one of the exciting parts is that we get to do an activity with the VIPs that come earlier on. And so, spoiler alert, we're thinking about some fun activities that are going to involve therapeutic horticulture and our senses, mm-hmm. you know, sight, touch, feel, some smell, some things like that. So we've got some great plans for that.
Well, I know in the past there's been samples of blueberries, which
yes.
A lot of them don't even have names yet.
Yes.
So cool. Mm-hmm. But what about coffee? Going to be able to taste some coffee?
Yes, we're going to be able to taste coffee. So we are planning to set up a small station over there, and we're going to invite two different stakeholders. So number one is the strangely warmed coffee roasters. So they are coming from Central Florida, and basically they were like the people or the company that roasted the coffee for us. And we're going to set up a small coffee lab where people, they're going to be able to see like the beans, so also try the coffee, see how we prepare the coffee. So this is going to be the first one. And the second one, we have the Rustic Roots. There is a grower in person that has been working with us in the past 3 or 4 years. And I hope that we're going to be able to bring some coffee and give the full experience to the people that is going to be part of the Flavor Florida.
Where exactly are the coffee fields located?
So at this moment, we have like 3 trials. So the first few trials is in Homestead, South Florida. So the second one is in kind of Central Florida in person. And we have one in Gainesville, not Gainesville, actually, in Citra, that is close to Gainesville. So we are trying to cover North, Central, and South Florida.
Okay. Is this the first time coffee has been at the event?
So, yes, as far as I know, yes.
That's correct. We've had Yaupon tea, but mm-hmm. we've not had coffee yet.
Mm-hmm. That's tea with caffeine in it, if I
that's
recall.
That's correct,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was from the Daytona Beach area, I believe.
I think that's right, yeah. Yaupon holly is the tree that it produces it. It's actually pretty good.
It was delicious. I had some.
Because of this event, I now have finger limes in my yard. Although the coldness kind of zapped them a little bit, but... You know, they're. I can't wait till they actually get some flowers and start coming because those are just the coolest things. I guess citrus caviar is the best way to explain it, but
so
never
you
knew.
You now know the pain of being a farmer.
Yeah, this last week has been more of a challenge than I really ever would like to deal with once again. So if people want to find out more about Flavors of Florida, is there a website?
There is. And the easiest way is just to Google Flavors of Florida and IFAS. There is a Flavors of Florida event that's put on by Disney happens at Disney Springs. Don't register
Don't
for that
there.
One. Yeah. We came first, just for the record. But the easiest
gotta
way
to trademark these things.
I know. That's exactly it. Easiest way, though, is to Google it, look it up, and go ahead and register.
And the date is?
It is on March 12th.
March 12th. What time?
It usually starts off around 5:30, and then really gets going after 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and parking is available, I take it?
That is something we are working on. It should be available by the time that the event comes around.
There must be some kind of basketball conflict or something.
It's just always trying to get all of your I's dotted, T's crossed, and yeah.
I know you'll make it happen.
Well,
we're gonna
right.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more about what will be at the event. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with 3 people that are involved with the IFAS, Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, Flavors of Florida event, which is going to be on March 12th. It's at the Champions Club located in Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. It's from about 5:30 to 8:30, and it's an incredible display of all the different research, plants, great food made from Florida products. And you were talking about agriculture in Florida, Cody. Exactly how impactful is IFAS to the agricultural field?
Yeah, it's enormous. And I don't think people look at Florida and think about agriculture an awful lot, you know, especially out of state. They think about Disney and the beaches and coming to visit and beautiful sunsets. But agriculture is a big part of the state. We still have 44,000 farms in the state. nearly 10 million acres under agriculture, and it's a huge part. So our contribution and our partnership with agriculture, the growers, producers in the state is enormous. And I think we do a very good job of working with them and partnering with them to help with their products. And obviously our research group is a huge part of that. So it's big.
Can you just explain exactly what IFES constitutes? Can you tell our listeners?
Absolutely. We call it the three-legged stool. It's the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, which is the academic portion. IFES Research, which does all the work that obviously impacts growers and communities and environment. And then IFES Extension, which is in 67 counties in the state of Florida. We do all the outreach to produce the work that we're doing and how it can impact the people of the state.
And also 4-H is a part of IFES as well.
It is. 4-H is in Extension and one of our strongest youth development programs in the state. And they do just a phenomenal job.
And this year, one of the unique things is going to be coffee that is grown in Florida. And Felipe, it's one of your major research projects right now.
Yes. So now I have been working with coffee and blueberries, two crops.
Together, no.
Yes. So they basically share like a lot of things. So in terms of research, you know, so they are two perennial crops. They are both delicious. So, but we can use several tools that we have been using in blueberries to make the process of like improving the crop. We can also move this or transfer this to the coffee research. So what I'm trying to say here is, first of all, we need to understand what consumers and what the industry is looking for. Then we can try to use the right tools to design like new plants or design like new plants in a better way, in a faster way. So most of this knowledge that we have been using in the blueberries to improve blueberries along the years, combining genomics, combining AI, combining physiology, combining several fields, we can also transfer to the coffee community, to the coffee research, and also trying to make the process, I would say, faster and more accurate.
And now maybe as well cold hardy, because it seems to be the last couple of years getting a little bit cooler.
That is a very good point. So one of the points or one of the main traits that we are looking for in coffee is what we call it cold tolerance. So that is something that makes Florida different than other countries, especially when we see this range of temperature that we have across the years. Like when it's hot, you guys know that it's hot, but when it's cold, it can be cold, like this year. So try to understand plants that they survive to these kind of conditions that we call plasticity, that have this kind of plasticity. It's something that's part of the research and that we are looking for.
And it's going to be available at the event, so everyone can try some coffee, try some blueberries, and all at the same time, they're supporting therapeutic horticulture. And Leah's in Wilmot Gardens, her, I guess you would say, division has some incredible things. I never knew so many students were suffering from anxiety and all kinds of issues, and that plant therapy is a great way to make it happen.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that's important is that it builds community. When the students come together to participate in the program, they're building this new community. And I like that about Flavors of Florida, too. When I've been there, it's a sense of community, you know, of these different parts of what all comes together to create this delicious food and get it out to people. So I think there's some really nice similarities there.
And it's interesting, too, because we've talked an awful lot about the agricultural piece of IFES and how much this comes into play. For this event, it's very much present. You can see it. You can taste it. But, you know, it's a piece of IFES because we're not really touching on the natural resources side a whole lot. And the life sciences side, and health and well-being being a big part of that as well. So maybe at another event and another podcast, we could talk more about that.
Well, you're always welcome to be here and always welcome to send us information for public service announcements. We're always in need of that. So how many people put on this event, would you say? I know you have a staff, but I've been there and I've seen all these tables that are manned by restaurants and farmers and got all kinds of people. It's really amazing.
Yeah, it's 20 to 25 vendors and stations. There's, you know, 15 people from my team. I would say, you know, we're probably close to 100 mm-hmm. active people, researchers, employees, vendors, partners that show up and help. So it's a 300-person event with, you know, some more happening behind the scenes. So there, it is a busy night.
Very festive, and the food is also very good. I know, showcasing particular crops, which is really good. And you can take on plants.
And this year, you'll see some more. We do it every year, but aquaculture, which is a part of in Florida, and get to see some of that, which is always exciting. And
that's the salmon farm, I guess?
Yeah, salmon. I think we're going to have clams again, and there will likely be shrimp, so all things that are Florida-based.
Keep talking. This sounds great.
I know, right? We're still working on the lobster, and we'll see what we can do with that. But
that's seasonal, though.
Yeah,
it's kind
true.
Of hard, yes. Wow, that's really amazing. And I know the restaurants have been doing this for quite a long time. The same ones keep coming back, and there's some new ones as well. But you do a little competition, don't you, to see who has the best one?
We do. There's been an ongoing competition about the best presentation, the best food. And it's always interesting to see how the restaurants actually get extremely excited about that. And we have what we call the Taster's Choice, where people can choose which one they prefer. And it's become a fun end up, you know, when you roll
up. Competitive too, right?
It is. Yeah, we haven't had too many fist fights, but it's been good. It's been solid. So it's enjoyable to watch everybody get involved.
That's great. So you see this event continuing. I know research is going to keep changing every year. Your beneficiaries will change. But I think IFAS has been a land-grant university, so it's been in business for quite a long time.
It has been. I don't see this one going away. I feel like this has been a very solid event that's going to continue. And to be honest, the people who go and enjoy it are not going to let us stop doing it. So one way or another, we're going to be doing this in the future.
Well, it's for a good cause. You know, some events, you're never quite sure who's going to benefit. But in this case, your organization and then just everybody that comes. I mean, I found things that I didn't know grew in Florida, like olives.
That's right. Absolutely. And new ones coming every year. And so work for
and coffee now.
People like Felipe getting the job done and opening up new varieties for us.
Blueberries, coffee, who knows what he'll be doing next year.
I don't think anybody would have expected coffee, hemp, hops. And these are all things that have shown up in the last few years in Florida. Vanilla is another one.
Vanilla?
Yeah, vanilla.
Yes.
Wow, I had no idea. Well, tell everyone how they can get tickets to this event. Where is there more information available?
Absolutely. I think getting online, Googling the event, again, the easiest way to find it, Flavors of Florida and IFAS would be the best search. And it's still open at this point in time, so welcome to join. We're around 200 registrants, I think, right now, and capping around 300. So the time to do it is now.
And all of you will be there?
Yes.
And I will be there, too. So great. I look
Very
forward
good.
To it every year. So thank you for coming. Good luck with the event. Good luck with your project and coffee. Now we're talking. It's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was IFAS Executive Director of Advancement, Cody Helmer, Blueberry and Coffee Research Assistant, Felipe Ferraro, and Therapeutic Horticulture Director, Leah Deal, on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at WUFT.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.